We are turning to Alice Miller during this show and for a few weeks to come. In Prisoners of Childhood, Alice Miller writes about the compulsion to repeat as stemming from the silencing of the authentic voice with the construction and inhabiting of the false self. And I've said in other shows that I've, because of the gift of hanging out with two-year-olds, I actually could see this process start to happen. And it's a horrific thing. You could see how the science fiction film Invasion of the Body Snatchers tapped into something so real in that we understand in our bodies is true, although it hasn't been articulated consciously yet. And that's what this part of our thinking through this problem we're stuck in has taken us. This compulsion to repeat is called, in the literature, acting out. Quote from Prisoners of Childhood. Can one portray a story that one does not know? This sounds impossible, but it happens in every analysis. The patient needs the analytic situation as a framework for the development of his transference before he can stage his story and make it understood. He needs somebody who does not need him to behave in a particular manner, but can let him be as he is at the moment, and who at the same time is willing to accept any of the roles with which he may be charged for as long as the analytic process requires. The compulsion to repeat plays a prominent role in an analysis conceived in this way. Much has been written about the negative aspect of the compulsion to repeat, the uncanny tendency to reenact a trauma, which itself is not remembered, at times has something cruel and self-destructive about it. Nevertheless, the need to repeat also has a positive side. And my comment, notice this means getting on the same side with your body, honoring its guidance, but also, as Walt Whitman said, probing the questions its urgings present. Continuing, repetition is the language used by a child who has remained dumb. And I believe all of us in a class system become dumb in the sense of not being able to truly articulate what's going on with ourselves in our bodies because it's never been voiced. We have to think through these various threads of, you know, how does voice and the articulate and being able to develop one's own unique voice fit in with developing one's thought, fit in with being able to loosen or melt frozen feelings. How do all of these things then fit into joining with our brothers and sisters into a larger vision of the world that allows the next generation and all of us to not have to go through a process of unearthing our frozen feelings, but in fact welcomes them, welcomes us, our authentic human process, our humanness. In full, which means allowing us to be as big as we are.